Nevada regulators fine Caesars $7.8 million over illegal bookmaker case. Nevada regulators fined Caesars $7.8 million for allowing an illegal bookmaker to gamble at its casinos. The Nevada Gaming Commission voted 4-1 on Thursday to impose the $7.8 million penalty against Caesars Entertainment, Inc., resolving a 5-count complaint brought by the Nevada Gaming Control Board that accused the operator of permitting convicted bookmaker Matthew Bauer to place large bets across multiple properties. Commissioner Rosa Solis Rainey cast the lone dissent, saying the sanction should have been larger and criticizing the length of time it took Caesars to detect the activity. The settlement, announced November 14th, requires Caesars to strengthen anti-money laundering, AML, and Know Your Customer, KYC, controls at its 8 Las Vegas Strip hotels, its Reno properties, and the tribal casinos it manages in California. As part of the agreement, Caesars neither admitted nor denied the allegations in the control board's complaint. According to the control board, Bauer wagered and lost millions at Caesars-owned venues over roughly 100 separate days between 2017 and 2024. Bauer began serving a 1-year prison sentence in October after his conviction in a separate criminal case. The control board said Caesars had designated Bauer as a high-risk patron beginning in June 2019, but failed to adequately verify his source of funds or ensure those funds were commensurate with the size of his play. The fine ranks as the 5th largest ever levied by the Nevada Gaming Commission. It follows a string of high-profile enforcement actions this year. Resorts World Las Vegas and its parent, Genting Berhad, were fined $10.5 million in March, and MGM Resorts International agreed to an $8.5 million penalty in April for related failures tied to illegal bookmaker activity. In a brief statement, Caesars said it cooperated with the Gaming Control Board and remains committed to enhancing its compliance programs. The company pledged to continue improving AML and KYC procedures across its portfolio to meet regulatory expectations. Nevada Gaming fines, in historical perspective, the commission's sanction against Caesars sits alongside other major penalties in the state's regulatory history, including 1. Wynn Resorts Limited, $20 million, 2019. 2. Resorts World Las Vegas, Genting Berhad, $10.5 million, 2025. 3. Steve Wynn, $10 million, 2023. 4. MGM Resorts International, $8.5 million, 2025. 5. Caesars Entertainment, $7.8 million, 2025. 6. CG Technology, formerly Cantor G&W Holdings, $5.5 million, 2014. 7. Wynn Resorts Limited, $5.5 million, 2025. 8. The Mirage, $5 million, $3 million fine, $2 million compensatory payment, 2003. 9. Stardust, $3 million, 1985. 10. Santa Fe Station, $2.2 million, $1.5 million fine, $700,000 compensatory payment, 2005. These penalties reflect escalating scrutiny by Nevada regulators in recent years, particularly around AML controls and the handling of high-risk or unusual patron activity. Regulatory trends and what comes next. Industry observers say the Caesars case underscores widening regulatory expectations for casino operators. Regulators are increasingly intolerant of weaknesses in anti-money laundering programs, especially when those weaknesses allow clearly risky actors to place substantial wagers over time, said Mark Davies, an independent gaming compliance consultant and former regulator. casinos must adopt more proactive detective controls and be quicker to escalate suspicious activity. Dr. Emily Carter, a specialist in gaming compliance at the University of Nevada, Reno, added, "The repeated enforcement actions this year signal a pattern. Regulators are sending a message that failure to validate sources of funds and to document remediation steps will lead to stiff financial penalties and operational mandates. For Caesars, the immediate requirement is to implement enhanced monitoring and documentation practices at the properties named in the C. Complaint. For the sector, the sequence of fines this year, affecting several of the largest U.S. casino companies, is likely to prompt broader investment in AML technology, staff training, and third-party risk reviews. This is a developing story. Further reporting will follow as regulators and industry participants disclose additional details about remedial actions and any broader enforcement plans."